Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I have a very high expectation of what I've always thought this franchise is, and that was the best franchise in sports.
In the moments where we are down, as players, we got to execute. Every day, I'm so fortunate to be a part of this team.
This is 49ers Plus Minus.
Hey everybody, Tim Kawakami here, 49ers Plus Minus with my co-host, that's Matt Barros over there. We are here, the second week of 49ers OTAs. They will have the mandatory minicamp next week, and that will be it for a little while. They wrap it up. This is when they're with the 40-day break. This is what Shanahan always talks about. Basically, you run the offseason to right now, next week, and then it shuts down and the training camp begins end of July. So this is kind of the end of school, I think, is the way they think of it. This is kind of getting ready for, you know, training camp for the season, but then you kind of rest up. And so we are doing the same. We are gearing up for the final few sessions of when we're around the players, when we can talk to the players, and then it shuts down for a little bit. I know they had the assistant coaches speak to everybody earlier this week. I was not there. Sometimes I'm there for that. Sometimes I'm not. I was not there for this. Always interesting stuff because you get details. We just don't get access to these guys as much during the season, certainly during training camp. Barros, what did you make from some of these guys talking? What were kind of the most interesting things?
Yeah, I mean, during the they split it between defensive coaches come in first and talk for a half hour, different parts of the room, and so you sort of sidle up to one or two of them. And I sidled up to Kasurik, the defensive line coach, and stuck with him the whole time. And he talked about just about everybody on that line. And one of the more interesting ones was Bryce Huff, who's the newcomer. And, you know, Kasurik basically said he's somebody that can win one-on-one. And it's something that they, you know, they've got that in Nick Bosa, obviously, but maybe not anybody else. You know, the other two defensive ends at the top of the depth chart, Yetur Gross-Matos and Mikel Williams, are bigger bodied guys. They're certainly base down guys, and I think that they're going to probably try to move them inside quite a bit on passing downs. But, you know, even Nick Bosa yesterday said, you know, I foresee Bryce Huff being the pass rush guy opposite me. And that's going to happen a lot. And so it'll be interesting to see what the snap counts are, snap count percentages are at defensive end the first few weeks of the season, but that's how they envision Bryce Huff. And I thought it was interesting at practice, Bryce Huff, when they're going through the special teams segment of practice, a number of the younger, let's say further down the depth chart, defensive linemen are off doing special teams. And then there's a core of defensive linemen working with Kasurik at that time. So that's where you see, you know, Nick Bosa and Williams and all the high profile defensive linemen. On Wednesday, however, the only defensive end that was practicing with that group was Bryce Huff. because everybody else was either taking a day off like Bosa, away for the birth of his child like Yetur Gross-Matos, or has a minor injury like Mykal Williams. I don't think it's serious, but he did not take part in the Wednesday practice. So that was the defense. I just rambled a while. I know that you wanted to kind of chime in with what you saw defensively along the defensive line during the practice. What were your thoughts from that session?
Yeah, that was yesterday's OTA. And I thought, like, where is everybody? Like, there were not many people participating in the practice. No Bosa, no Gross-Matos, no Mykal Williams. Williams was there, looked like he was favoring something. It's like, I don't think it was anything major. But this is stuff that happens in camp and during the season. I always want to underline this. The depth is not great. Bryce Huff was there. Obviously, he's not doing team drills. Certainly looks like an outside passer. He's not a big frame guy. He's just not. He's kind of your D4, maybe a little bigger than D4, but in that kind of, he's not holding the edge. You know, that's not his role. It's going to be go get the quarterback. You understand that. Can he be better at than Leonard Floyd? Possibly. I think that's the idea. I don't think that's guaranteed. Certainly wasn't guaranteed by anything to do with the Eagles last season, but we'll see. But you're just like, you're running it down to people like, who is this person out there? Like, very quickly. Just an OTA. We know. Mini camp's just going to be a mini camp. But I'm already struck by, because I've been warning about this, I know people will get on me for that, but they don't have a lot of depth. They just, even with Bryce Huff, if guys, and no Alfred Williams has yet to be on the field in OTA that I know of, another person I think they're counting on a great deal, if not to be a starter, or to be a very main rotation player. Like, they're thin. They're very thin, and just a little couple of injuries, and they're going to be super thin. So we'll see there. I just was struck by, like, where is everybody? Like, I'm taking attendance. Like, I know you guys are doing it kind of officially. I'm just kind of looking like, where's 98? Where's, you know, all these other, like, I don't know where these guys are. Something to take into account. Just be aware of this. Let's see how it works out. And that's not even thinking maybe there'll be a major injury or two, which there almost always are. So just want to throw that out there, just because it's my standard thing. You just don't know if young guys can make it through anything. You just don't know until they do. But listen, Bryce Huff is an interesting player. I think that if he can be a really reliable third down pass rusher, maybe second and long pass rusher, get you towards 11, 12 sacks. That's high number. But if they can feel like he's there, that's a big addition. I don't think they felt that from Floyd. Floyd got, 10 sacks? But I don't think they felt like he was giving constant pressure from that side opposite of Bosa. You know, Huff did not do that last year when he signed with the Eagles, when the Eagles are pretty good at this stuff. So I'm not sure there. And he did do it under Robert Saleh 2 years ago. So we'll see. And, you know, no Ricky, let's just keep going through this again. It's going to be my thing. No Ricky Pearsall again. Shanahan said he didn't expect him. We'll see what about the minicamp. But this guy's missed a lot of practice time in his one plus seasons as an NFL player. Obviously got shot. Take that off the board. But even then, he was missing it in OTAs, minicamp, and training camp as his rookie. He's already missing time now. There are other – Juwan Jennings was not there. Now, not a guy who's been injured much, but he was not out there. Just an interesting, like, this is not a deep team. It's not a team that, like, 2019, 2022, 2023. This is not the same team. They had to be different. They keep talking about them. I thought of Bosa's remark about this is a very different team. We know it is, but for him to say it, the leaders are saying, yeah, this is a different team. We're going to have to reassemble this. And I think that's notable on the practice field. There are big plays still. DeMarcus Robinson, Brock Purdy, big-time pass hookup deep left side. I guess it was beating Renardo Green. I don't know. And was that one?
It was Renardo Green. And yeah.
He almost crashed into
me. This is like hubris. The other day I was basically bragging about how I've had no sideline incidents in, 25 years of covering the 49ers. And boy, I came within an inch of being run down by DeMarcus Robinson. We did the thing. I gave myself plenty of space, but we did the thing like you meet somebody in the hallway and you both step in the same direction initially, and then you both correct by going in the opposite direction. The only difference is that he was running 20 miles an hour towards me as we as we were doing this. And so I owe DeMarcus Robinson something.
If you guys see a lot of praise of DeMarcus Robinson out of nowhere in The Athletic.
He's going to be my Evan Anderson this year. Yeah.
You saved my life. What can I do? Okay. A couple of good features on you. I think we can deal with that. There are still plays being made. There's still a lot of talent out there. McCaffrey's taking a few runs here and there. I thought Brock Purdy looked really good. We can talk about him a little bit later. I thought Mac Jones, once again, did not look good. And Mac Jones spoke to the media for the first time as a 49er, and he said it wasn't a very good day for him. Pitt threw a pick. Maybe it wasn't entirely his fault, but it was a bad pick. You're picked off by somebody that everyone's looking to their roster to see who that was. That's number 40, that great number 40. That's not great.
You don't know Derek Canteen?
Yeah, it wasn't on the Canteen list. I'm sorry. That wasn't it. Trent Williams is back out there, not in team drills, looking. I thought he looked lighter, Barrows.
Yeah.
I thought he looked
slimmer from afar. I mean, I didn't study him, but that's what we were hearing from Shanahan, he's been working hard this offseason and losing weight. It'll be interesting when he finally talks to just see how much weight he's lost. But he did cut a slimmer figure. They're not in pads, mm-hmm. But it just seemed to be less belly with him.
Yeah. And I wonder if that's partly try to avoid some of these injuries. I don't know that weight would have had anything to do with it, but maybe you give yourself a better shot. And maybe he's thinking about past this year, next year. You know, I've intimated that, I mean, he could ask for more guaranteed money, some guaranteed money next year. Maybe it's part of this. We'll see. You look great like this. The team's going to think a lot more confidently about maybe moving some money into next year. Because he looked great. Again, not team drills, not pass. But when you're seeing some of those one-on-one drills, the guy up against 71 was going backwards very quickly. And that is a great sign. He is obviously the best offensive lineman they have by a lot. And he looked great. Anything else just from the practices or from the coaching stuff, Barrows?
Well, let's just stick with the practices for a second. May and June is when you want the young guys out there and playing and making mistakes and correcting mistakes so that when you do reassemble in July that they're hitting the ground running. So, Fred Warner doesn't practice, for example, and he didn't last year either. We didn't see Trent Williams once the practice started, once the 11-on-11 stuff. So, I mean, that's not out of the ordinary for the spring. The only real kind of star you saw yesterday, I guess, were Purdy at quarterback and Christian McCaffrey got a number of reps at running back, which is, part of his routine. He did that in 2023 as well. But you do want to see the young guys out there. And you mentioned Ricky Pearsall. He's still a young guy. He could be out there. And then there were four of the 11 draft picks who weren't out there. Mykel Williams, Alfred Collins, Marquise Siegel, who's got a sports hernia and should be ready for training camp. And then Curtis Rourke, the quarterback who's got the ACL, and that's not a surprise. But you want to see the guys in their young 20s out there, and the 49ers have some significant players. I mean, I think they'd love to have Alfred Collins as their starting three technique, but until he practices, you can't kind of think along those lines. You mentioned Trent Williams. I think that in the 49ers' mind, the offensive line that they're going to take into the season is starting to take shape. It would be Trent Williams at left tackle and probably Ben Bartsch at left guard. He's been getting the first team snaps at left guard. And then Jake Brendel and Chris Foerster, God love him, always talks very highly of Jake Brendel. I've never seen a bigger difference between fan perception and coach perception than Jake Brendel. So he's the center, whether people like it or not. He's going to be the center come September, barring injury, of course. And then right guard, of course, you have Pooney, and then right tackle, you've got McKivitz. And then Frischer was also talking up Austin Pleasants. He was a guy that they signed late last year and had to play some snaps at the end of the season. He's been playing behind McKivitz at right tackle. And then Spencer Burford has been playing behind, well, he's been playing left tackle. He's been the left tackle so far. So I think he makes the team as a guy that can play tackle or guard. And probably Andre Dillard is the ghost.
I've not yet seen this person.
We haven't seen him, and we don't even know what his injury is at this point. But he's probably the backup left tackle. And then you've got Nick Sakel, who's competing with Bartsch at left guard. And right now he's behind Bartsch, but he could turn the corner on that. And then you've got Matt Hennessy as the backup center. And I guess the backup right guard would be Burford or Zakel or one of those two guys. So that would be 10 players I just named. I think that they would love to have 10 on the active roster. And then they go into the game with, you know, 8 in uniform. So I think that that's what they're looking at. Obviously, a bad injury to any one of those guys would, cause some issues. It would mean that Connor Colby, their seventh round pick, you know, maybe makes the team via the practice squad, which they tried to do last year with Jarrett Kingston, and he looked good in the preseason, and he got claimed. So it's always a risk when you have to do it that way. But that's how I think they think the offensive line is going to shape up.
Yeah, that sure. I mean, that everything they've done this offseason points to that. A lot of continuity on the offensive line, even if outsiders and fans are not so sure that it should have been continuity. But that's what the way they believe. This is, they draft for talent at other positions, and they kind of hold it together except at the offensive line, except for at left tackle when they do need a premier person. Tell you, having Trent look like that makes, I would think, a lot of things make more sense, because he looks like he's ready to go. Doesn't mean he won't get hurt again, but the level's not going to drop. The level of play is not going to drop. I know, you know, 49er fans have complained about him for a little while because he got hurt, but you can't complain about what he was doing when he was playing. Like, this guy is still at the top of his game. I think he still was Pro Bowler, right? I think he was last year. And there's every reason to believe that he is looking very good, will be good in the season. We'll see if he can stay healthy. And I'd be very curious if he's dropped some weight in order to try to maintain that. Let's go to Purdy. I thought he looked great. Thought he looked really committed on his throws. Like, I just was thinking, because Mac Jones was saying, you know, what he's thinking about, what he's concentrating on, maybe being more committed to his throws, maybe at New England and maybe less so Jacksonville. That was a brief stint. There are some throws he said that you can look back and say he wasn't as committed. You know, maybe the footwork wasn't as there. The 49ers are such a footwork team with at quarterback, such a commit. Like, if that's where the throw's supposed to go, you've got to believe it's going there. And that's what Purdy's got, Barrows. I mean, I think he's had it from the beginning, but now you can just see, like, I am throwing it there. I'm going to trust the receivers getting there, and that's where I'm going to throw it. And you're really seeing that on the practice floor. And this is Field. This is without Ayuk. This is without Pearsall. Yesterday without Jennings. It's without Kittle and team drills. You know, he's working with some different guys out there. Jordan Watkins, I thought, again, looked pretty good because he's out there. He's getting the reps. Jacob Cowing had a really nice catch after a slip. So yeah. I'm not sure Shanahan counts that as a pure positive, because you're not supposed to slip. Slipping right. Is bad. Slipping leads to mistakes, but he recovered in one-handed catch. Jordan Watkins is getting some of that Debo's, like, he's getting the end of rounds. He's getting some of that stuff. We'll see. But I thought, just with this new mix of receivers, Purdy could be like completely off page with them. And yet he's right on there, and he's really committed to make these passes to, you know, Jake Tongues, you know, and all the, like, these are not the guys that he's going to be counting on to be there for him in September, October, November. But thought he looked really good. I did talk to him afterwards. But first of all, what are you thinking about the way Purdy's looked in these practices?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sharp. I mean, and taking command and doing that on the field and off the field, which I think is going to be a year-long storyline for us. And I thought it was great that he met up with Jacob Cowing and Pearsall in Jacksonville and did some throwing with them in Arizona as well. I mean, that's to me that, you know, I grew up in the Washington, D.C. area. And during those strike years, that, you know, the scab teams played, the Washington team, I'm not going to say their mascot, would get together, and they would, you know, Joe Theismann would organize the guys, and they would practice in local parks so that they were sharp when the labor, strife ended. So I always kind of grew up thinking that that should be what a quarterback does in the off season is, you know, gets together with guys who need extra work and work on their rhythm and things like that. And it's always struck me that that rarely happens. I mean, Alex Smith did that.
Camp Alex.
During a lockout. And I saw Garoppolo do that once or twice, but it just didn't seem like that effort was ever made that, okay, the off season is the off season. Nobody wants to get together with the quarterback and do anything serious, but you know, those young guys, and you know, all three of them are from Arizona, did that this off season. And I think that that's paid off for Jacob Cowing. You mentioned him slipping on that cut. I think cutting, getting in and out of breaks is something that he concentrated on this off season. Didn't do it, you know, fantastically on that play. He made up for it with a nice one-handed catch, but that was something that Purdy kind of put into his sentence when I asked him about Cowing, is that the in and out of his breaks has gotten better. So, I mean, that's something that they worked on together. That'll be interesting. I think that Cowing and Jordan Watkins are probably competing for the same spot in the pecking order at wide receiver. And, they do some of the same things. Both have, 4.3 something speed. Watkins just looks so smooth when he catches the ball. Yep. And I say that it's about catching the ball and not breaking your stride. It's not leaping to catch the ball. You know how some receivers just automatically leap. Well, that ends your momentum right there. He just catches the ball and keeps going. It's smooth. If he gets the route precision down, those traits plus Purdy's timing equals a really nice connection. So, if it's not this year, I think it's going to be future years that Purdy to Watkins is going to be a pretty sweet duo.
And we know Shanahan does not love playing rookie receivers, but listen, if Ayuk, and we know Ayuk is out probably to start the season, DeMarcus Robinson could be suspended to start the season. There will be reps. There will be opportunities. Is Ricky Pearsall ready for it? If he's not, Jacob Cowing, are you ready for it? If you're not, Jordan Watkins is there. And as you keep saying, and you're so right, these practices do matter because we've seen it translate from May and June into September and October. And the coaches sure think this. The coaches want to see, and Kyle Shanahan couldn't have been more clear to the players, as he told us right after season. Let's go out there early. Let's show we don't have the playoffs to have to rest from. We have a terrible taste in our mouth. We're gonna have a bunch of new players. Let's show what the 49ers are early on, and maybe we're seeing it. We shall see. I will say on the Purdy getting together with players, it's a lot easier to get players together when you have. You stop playing in January 4th, right?
Right, and none of them have children either. So
yeah, exactly.
They're both 25 and younger. So
yes. So we'll see. We've seen Kittle do some of that in Nashville, right? He's getting guys together. I don't know if they did much of it this season, but we've seen these sort of things. I just think we're seeing Purdy become one of the main leaders of this team. And it's – the contract would lead you to believe that, but when I talked to him, I asked him about it. He's like, it's not just about the dollar amount or not about the dollar amount. It's just about having a standard, knowing that players are looking to him and Kittle and Warner and, there's all these other guys. But I think kind of the moving on of some guys, Debo being, the former team captain who's not there, so I'll name him, and some other players, some other veterans, it's just kind of created this. Maybe it's just the natural order of things, but I think Shanahan kind of wants it this way. I think he always wants your quarterback to kind of have that presence. Jimmy Garoppolo was sort of that and was sort of not that. He was a leader. We know the players loved him. Wasn't a vocal leader, though. And we're seeing from Purdy is somebody who can be a vocal leader at times, not all the time, and can set a standard and can kind of maybe point a direction. And wants to be this and has been invested in this by Shanahan and John Lynch. I thought that was interesting because I knew when he came out and spoke to us on locker room cleanout day, how he talked about, oh yeah, I want to be here, want to get this done as fast as possible. And I know I'm the guy here. So he wouldn't have said that, not Brock Purdy, unless he had just been told that. And he confirmed he had just been told that by Shanahan and Lynch. And he said, I wasn't sure. We'd been NFC Championship games. We've always won. So what happens when we don't? What's my job status? He wasn't saying, am I going to get out of here? But maybe things are shaking. Look what happened to Jimmy Garoppolo, after a bad year, 1 year removed from a Super Bowl. They went out and drafted Trey Lance. I wish I put that in the column, by the way. It just struck me. But Brock Purdy maybe wasn't 100% sure what was the future was going to be like. And Shanahan and Lynch told him, you're our guy. So Purdy went into the offseason believing that. I think it made him much more comfortable with his contract situation. Something was going to get done. You never know. But then it got done. They hit the $53 million a year number, which is what he was kind of aiming for. It's right there with Jared Goff. It just makes so much sense. I think the more we talk to Purdy, the more we see this guy exist in the 49ers universe, the more, you know, how sensible he is, how self-aware he is, how like, this is how much money I should be making. I won't ask for more, but they got to pay me this number. Let's just make it happen. And it did happen. And the 49ers didn't try to bust him on it. I just, you know, is this something that can course through the entire organization? Sure, I think it can. You know, not every single aspect. They're going to try to get their dollars out of, you know, certain areas, but also they're going to be practical about that. Who do we have to pay? Got to pay Brock Purdy, got to pay Fred Warner, got to pay George Kittle. The people that we decided we don't have to, we're not going to pay them at all. I just think there's a sensibility here that Brock Purdy is really illustrating. And I think he's like really determined to step forward with that without like beating his chest and rallying their troops and being that kind of guy, because that's not who he is. But when he does say something, it matters. When there is an issue, when there's a moment, maybe guys start looking to him. What do we do, Brock? I think that's really begun now. I think that's really beginning to show up. And, you know, I'm glad he's talking like that, because it gives us some insight into what's happening in the locker room, too.
Yes, this was the anti-Ayuk negotiation. Everything was the opposite of that. I read your piece. I haven't listened to the podcast. I read your piece about the podcast. And what jumped out at me is that he gets word that the deal is done on the 17th hole of the lake course in San Francisco. And so he learns, you know, on 17 that, you know, he just made automatically $40 million guaranteed. Could make what, 265?
265, 180 generally, about 120 almost automatically is going to go.
Anyway, it's just absurd. Just absurd amounts of money. Like, at that point, it's like, I don't know, who cares if it's 160 or 280? But it's just crazy money. But then on 18, he birdies 18. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what I would have done if I had learned that news on 17. I would have gone for a swim in the lake.
Ocean. You would have gone to the ocean.
Dipping or something like that. Yeah. But he calmly birdies 18 and then, you know, I'm sure calls his folks and does everything else that you do when you learn that the deal is essentially done. I think that was a nice kind of vignette of who Brock Purdy is.
Absolutely. And it's like, oh yeah, I birdied 18. This guy can process stuff. You've said that from the beginning. That's his superpower. It doesn't just happen on the field. It just doesn't happen in the huddle. It doesn't happen when he's getting it. It happens in his life. He's just like got things in boxes. He's organized. I think his wife is probably very similar, because you know what, you're playing golf with your wife and you get a $265 million deal. She, you know, normally you think she'd be running around screaming, and no, it was just quiet. It was just us. He's there with Jake Brendel, but this is just us, just my wife and I. Gave her a hug and a kiss, kind of a moment between us. And like, yeah, he's not pumping his fists. I think it would have been allowed at Olympic Club if Brock Purdy was yelling and screaming. And he just kind of was internal with it. And I think we're learning these things about him as the years go by. And you can get why players like that. It's, you know, players like showy leadership too. They like a lot of different things if it's authentic. And the Purdy thing is authentic. It's who he is. And he's pretty determined not to be outside of himself. And in that place, especially when you're a good player, right? I mean, that's the most important thing. And I think Purdy's a very good player. I think he fits with Shanahan so well. But you can get how the personalities would mesh, because Shanahan's not Shanahan hates the showy stuff. He hates the stuff that he thinks is performance. And he likes authentic, gritty stuff. He will bark at you. And if you are ready to accept it and you're ready to bark back at him a little, he's fine. And Purdy is that way. So, this is it. That's Purdy and Shanahan and Lynch and several of the other players. This is kind of a new era for the 49ers that's very similar to the previous ones, but it's a little different. And I think Purdy is going to be the nameplate on that. I know that we've mentioned Diamond Lenore, probably some other players, but like, this is going to be a non-showy, again, we say the Brandon Ayuk thing, he's still on the team, but that stuff, they aren't, if anything, that maybe that helped the 49ers, because they don't want any part of that ever again. If there's ever a negotiation like that again, I think they'll just cut the player. Like, we'll move on. We don't want to go through that. Depending on how good the player is, Nick Bosa maybe would be allowed to do that. But geez, like, this is the exact opposite of it. Maybe they would have felt this way no matter what. But I think going through the Ayuk thing, they are just done with it. I think they would have traded Ayuk or would have wanted to trade him this offseason if he wasn't hurt. I really do believe that. I still think they might trade him. I think they might cut him next season. That's how sore the feelings are and how different it feels with Kittle, Warner, and especially Purdy.
Well, what if Jennings has a great year again? And he's going to have to early on. He's going to have to be the guy just like he was last year. And he wants a bigger deal.
Well, they'll pay. I'm not saying they won't pay. Yeah, I'm saying they don't want to go through the rigmarole, the social media stuff. Yeah. They don't want to see him showing up on an opposing team's quarterback's podcast, basically, and talk about how great it would be to play with that quarterback. You know, they just don't. That stuff is the one that, and the whole wrong color of shorts thing, the most bizarre thing ever. It was attention grabbing. Now they did some of it themselves. This whole threatening to trade him, you know, all that stuff. But they just don't want anything like that. And Purdy's not like that.
Mac Jones said as much. Obviously, the 49ers looked at Mac Jones heavily in 2021 because he had a lot of the attributes that Purdy has. That's Mac Jones basically said that when he spoke to us on Wednesday, is that he saw the success that Brock Purdy had in this offense. And he thinks that he's got some of the same attributes and he thinks that this is a great place to sort of, restart his career. You mentioned him not having a great day in practice. He didn't, but it reminded me of Sam Darnold when he showed up in the spring. He was not accurate. He was aggressive, but not always accurate. It just takes you a while to catch up with the offense. I mean, this is what you would expect from any newcomer quarterback in this offense in June. So, I just thought it was a really kind of intelligent, talking point that he used throughout his, 8-9 minute, press conference yesterday, is that, I know Brock Purdy, funny that he hosted Brock Purdy on, Purdy's trip to Alabama, which by the way, didn't go well.
No,
not because of Mac Jones, but because of Nick Saban, who, I forget what it was, but it was clear that Saban hadn't done his homework on Purdy. And, he was just sort of an afterthought for them, or at least an afterthought for Nick Saban. And Purdy felt a lot more comfortable at Iowa State and chose Iowa State over Alabama, despite the success that Mac Jones and Alabama were having right at that moment. And he actually would have been a great fit at Alabama because he's like a lot like Jones. But Jones's point is that, listen, when I'm at my best, when I played my best, I was a good pocket passer who moved through his progressions quickly and was accurate with the football. That's what Shanahan wants at the core. Now, he loves it that Purdy's able to kind of escape and, score touchdowns with his feet. Mac Jones isn't doing that. But the core principles that Shanahan likes in his quarterback, Mac Jones has them too. And so the 49ers sort of have this cottage industry now where, formerly sought after quarterbacks who have fallen from grace come to Santa Clara for a year and basically kind of repair their standing in the league and then get another shot elsewhere. And that's what Mac Jones is going to try to do in San Francisco.
I was struck by, here's a guy who was a high pick. 49ers almost took him third, as we know. National championship quarterback, had started in New England, and I think it was AOC Rookie of the Year, all these things, lost obviously there. But saying, I want to learn from Brock Purdy. You know, he's that's interesting. I mean, it makes sense if you look at where they're at now, but just given their status at coming out of the draft, their status even in their, you know, first few months as pros, and to now where I want to learn from this. I want to learn from this guy. I think it's got to make Brock feel pretty good. Like they flipped it so dramatically. One thing about the Alabama thing was, that was when Tua was there. It was when Tua was, because I think Mac was playing yet. And I think Hurts might have just left when Purdy was visiting. So maybe Saban's like, wait a minute, I had Hurts. I had got Tua here. I'm going to have Mac Jones as my second stringer. What are we going to offer this guy for? So I excuse it a little because it wasn't right when Mac Jones was at his peak. It was when Mac Jones was the backup, you know, well thought of backup. But Tua was like the star. Tua was like, look what Tua was doing. And Tua at Alabama was just fantastic. But it just, the way this quarterback stuff lines up, it is really interesting. The 49ers have had run through so many different types as their starter or as the backup. It is just very interesting to see where this all ends up. And Purdy's going to be the one who's going to last the longest. Like, he signed this contract. Like, he ain't going away anytime soon. I think Garoppolo was four. I was stumbling on that with Brock. I think Purdy was 4+ years as the real starter, maybe 5 when he got it back. But Purdy's going to be here for 6-7 years. Like, it's almost guaranteed. Given the fact that if he stays healthy, if he stays good, and I think at 20.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
25, we can have a reasonable bet about that. Like, this guy's going to outlast everybody. He outlasted, Trey Lance by so much. So it's just interesting that this is the guy, and, you know, everyone mentions the draft selection, but let's just put that to aside. Like, he's just a quarterback who's lasted through all this, and there are reasons for it, and he's only 25, and he's likely only going to get better, and he's likely only going to become more important to this franchise. So, I think in some ways I kind of wrote it, like, he's carrying the Kyle Shanahan era, because if Kyle did not have him, and they went 6-11, this would be a very, very stressful year, I think, for everybody. They still don't want to go 6-11 ever again, But they've got Brock Purdy. He's lined up. He's locked up. He's under contract. This is everything still feels balanced because you've got yourself the quarterback who fits best with Kyle Shanahan. It's a pretty important thing for somebody who has arrived with very little fanfare and now is the guy that Mac Jones is trying to learn from.
Well, if Brock Purdy wasn't here, I don't think Kyle Shanahan would be here.
Yep.
Because, you know, the trade, you know, maybe Trey Lance would have gotten enough playing time where he would have turned the corner, but also a very good chance that he wouldn't have. And if the team gave all of that draft capital to get Trey Lance and he wasn't the guy and the 49ers were 6-11, you know, hadn't gone to the Super Bowl in Vegas, I don't know. I think it would be different for sure. And I don't know. I don't know what would have happened.
Sam Darnold might be their quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's true. But you're right. I mean, Purdy's 25, but he carries himself like he's 35. And so I think that's why some of these older quarterbacks, I mean, Sam Darnold said the same themes that Mac Jones was saying yesterday. I mean, I learned a lot from him. I learned a lot from a guy who's 23 years old. Yeah. It's not something you hear typically, but you know, I think that there are absolutely things that Purdy does well that even veterans can learn from. I think that he's seems older than he actually is. And the other factor is that there's really nothing physically special about Brock Purdy. It's like when Chris Foerster is asked about Trent Williams and whether he tries to teach, you know, other tackles to be like Williams. He says, no, there's nobody like Trent Williams. He's physically, you know, can do things that no one else can do, et cetera, et cetera. Brock Purdy, there's nothing that he does physically that can't be duplicated. So I think a lot of these quarterbacks, and this isn't a pejorative, but they say, okay, if I just approach it like Brock Purdy does, then I ought to be good in this thing. There's no excuse for me not to be. Sam Darnold has a way better arm than Brock Purdy does. But, you know, you'd still rather have Brock Purdy as your quarterback than Sam Darnold, I think. And I know some people might disagree with me, but it's just the processing, the mental part of it, the maturity with which he approaches everything, even injuries. You know, I did that story last year about how he's coming back from the elbow issue. And I guess it was 2 years ago. And, you know, he decides that he's going to try to get extra sleep every night to accelerate his recovery. And so he looks into it. He researches it. He buys all this equipment, you know, special thing for his bed, this, that, and the other. And ends up, you know, getting 10 hours a night of sleep a night and heals faster than anybody expected. I mean, it's just not something you would think a 22, 23-year-old would consider.
As you mentioned that, I'll just say we were chatting afterwards a little bit, Purdy, myself, and PR aide Peter Volmet, and we're talking about the media. Like, Brock has some interest, like, just general questions about certain things. And I said, yeah, you know, we've got a young beat writer, you know, Danny Emmerman on, we just hired the Standard, finish up the season for us on the Warriors. And he's 25 years old. Cause you know, these 25 year olds, I was just kind of laughing. And I don't know what they're going to these 25 year olds. And I look, go, oh, Brock, like you, I just realized we're joking about 25 year olds and you're 25 years old. And God bless Danny Emmerman, who's really talented, going to be an incredible, already he's a very good beat writer, going to be an incredible beat writer. But you would not say he's the same age as Brock Purdy. Brock just carries himself in a very, very different way than your normal 25-year-old. I literally had to stop myself because I know how old Brock is in my head. I did not register it at the time while talking about another 25-year-old. And I'd say, oh, like you, Brock, you immature you at 25 years old. Just was it kind of the interesting stuff. You just kind of, you know, you only can have this stuff when you're talking to someone face to face. I think you'll just like, that's why I like to do it. That's why I like to come, you know, chat about things that are not the same stuff that guys talk about all the time. That was another moment. Brock is very aware of things. and doesn't always mention it, but sometimes you get a glimpse of it. And that's why I like talking to him about Tyrese Haliburton, his Iowa State guy. Like, it's just, you hear, you get other things from someone when you mention stuff that they're interested. That's not just football. That's not just third and two. That's not just the relationship with Kyle Shanahan. So just an interesting thing when you're saying he's older than his age. Like, that was one where I went, walked right into it and had to stop and say, oh yeah, you are 25 too. So nothing against Danny Immerman. He's a natural, good, talented 25-year-old. He just doesn't have the walk around presence of Brock Purdy. That's not a shot on
him. Are you guys paying him $265 million a year?
Well, yeah, the guarantee. He didn't birdie 18 on a lake course at Olympic Club. I'll tell you that. So. All right, everybody. We've gone long, but it's all good. We'll have another show after one of the mini camp sessions. I don't think I'll be at both of them. Maybe we'll see, but it's a lot of driving down to Santa Clara.
Yeah, 2-hour trip for Kawakami the other day.
Oh, like, the traffic is not good. It was.
I was watching Newsmax the other day and said everybody was leaving the Bay Area, leaving the state, but the traffic patterns don't seem to suggest that at all.
It's getting worse and worse. I can just tell you, it just, and, you know, they're doing these midday practices, Barris, which are killer because that puts me on the freeway.
49ers practice
4 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock, and that is absolutely killer. It's eaten me up a little bit. The previous one was way worse. This one wasn't as bad, but it still wasn't good. It's just a lot of time on the road, man. It's a lot of time on the road. All right, people don't need to hear about that, but I will be down for one of them. We'll do the show after that, unless we do, maybe we'll do it after both of them, and I'll be at one of them, and you can recap the whole thing as Barrows tends to do. All right, everybody, show for today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.